begin the current daf, Masechet Pesachim, Daf Chav Ches, begin the Manahal, begin the Tais, the Master, begin the Litzig Mara, Chaz Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda retracted, but done the Dinachar, and he learned it out from somewhere else. Tais comes to explain why we're calling it Dinachar. As Tais says, Hadikar Lehash the Dinachar, why we're calling it a different a source, Treim Handel El. The Gemara had been going through different options. Oh, it can't be this because that, can't be that because that. How come now suddenly it doesn't just amend it, and rather it says that it's from a whole different source? So I'm revised, says, because Mishum Dehash, because now, Ain't Tzarech Le'issa Achila V'Hano V'Anish Karas. Now, at this point of the Gemara, we don't need all the variables we had thought it's up until now regarding, because Pribet Tehij, Pribet Tehav Benefit, Panashvam Karas, Ela B'Tzad Debal Tetir Siru L'Chudei Metzin L'Melef. We're coming to a whole new source, that of just of the commonality that they have, of that there shouldn't be left over beyond this time. The less of a kula, which that we don't have anywhere else. This is the only two places that have the source. And therefore, just like over there, you can have this halacha sort over here. And then he calls it a dinachar. Ketanah explains the master begins with the gemara b'chametz harim b'bal tesira. The chametz has a prohibition of being left beyond its time. It says, come explain that if nicer also has this issur of a bal yirah. Because the Gemara was saying, how do we know the halacha that you have to burn the chametz you have to get rid of it with sreifa? Mametzin from Neiser, which is the Gemara concluded, was both of them that have this problem of what we call baltesira, which Taisa's Tamil Reeve is a one to the re. Hey, Chabalel Kabachem and Neiser Shein and Bayer Rabbi and Bayer Mats, how could the Gemara have made a Kabachem previously? From Neiser, which doesn't have Bayer Rabbi and Mats, and here it does, so for sure will be here, just like over there by Neiser's Besreifa, so it will be here. By Chametzin have to have it sreifa. What do you mean? Here, the Gemara is equating this terminology of don't leave it over, which is Bayirah by Yamatz by Chametz, to the Halach of Neiser by Neiser. So you see, it's equating it the same thing. It's how we sang previously as a Kabachimah. And that by Marie, the Re says, no. The Mekamakam near the Abishab Kabachimah. The Gemara originally was making a appropriate Kabachimah because the Neiser ain't the Bayirah. Leaving over a carbon around this time is not Bayirah. And the reason why it's not, why it's different, although here we're putting it into one category of Baltesiru, it's because the Miyacha Haysir Iver. Buy a carbon the moment you leave it over beyond this time, you already violated. But Shavino, if you're not Iver, you don't violate every single moment it's left over. Even if you leave it over the time once Pesach started, even every single moment you're violating Bayra. And therefore it's still going to be a Kavachimer, even though they're in the same general category of Baltesiru. They said to him, Hashem Tali Yichiach. The halacha of the suspended Hashem will disprove this, which Tais explains that why don't the Rabbanan learn actually according to their own opinion that actually Chametz is going to be Besreifim? Because the Rabbanan said to Yehuda, wait a second. According to your opinion, that Hashem Tali that was left over, which we're saying for categories of Nais, and Chatz, if there comes a Safek, then you say it's buried in Abbasreifa from your own source that you're learning it from Nais, that you see it's Besreifim. It's not true. You have case of Naiser. It's going to be buried, and that's not going to be burnt. But on that says Taisus, Tim L'Rashba, it's a wonder to the Rashba. L'Divreim, the Rabbanon, the Amr Shem B'Sreven, however, according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, that they disagree with you, then they themselves actually say it is burnt. So then, every case of Nais, according to them, is B'Sreven, so why don't they learn out that Chametz is going to be burnt? By Marie, he says, because the Masmu, they understand Hanaiser Besreifa. We have brought this previously, that the Gemara had expounded. It says, Hanaiser, the Naiser gets burnt, but no other prohibition of the Torah is going to be burnt, but fellow Chametz. The Gemara wanted to say that, and Taisa explained that specifically Chametz, which is the most similar, but they learned, no, Hanaiser is telling you only Naiser, and nothing else, even Chametz. Ketinek says, Masmu, begin with the Gemara, but Ataimim Bekfura. And you say that it's buried. Taisa explains the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds by these two things, that it's actually buried. So it says, "Tam de Yehuda," because the Darsh B'Teres Kainim expands the Teres Kainim, "Mechi Kodesh Hu," that it's holy, which that's by the pasuk of burning the Neiser in the fire, which tells us, "Hu B'Sreifa," it gets burned. But Lechatzis Ayva Ashem Tal B'Sreifa, but other types of carbonus that we're discussing, and the Ashem Tali and the Chatzav Baal Sabik, which are situations that come out of doubt, that they're being excluded from the Kodesh Hu, that they're not burnt, and rather they get buried. The next day's matzah begins with the Gemara, Mitzvah Nami Gebar V'Dezar. We also learned regarding Avodah Zarah. Shais explains, what's the understanding of the Rabbanan over here, and in regards to the halacha of getting rid of Avodah Zarah. Because the Gemara wasn't sure regarding the reading of our Mishnah, this halacha of grinding, is that specific when you throw it to the wind, or even when you throw it into the water? So Aymeri, the Rishon says, the Rabban and the Masdin Rabban of our Mishnah, that hold that the way of getting rid of chametz is in all types of situations. Hi, Rabbi Yisi, the Perek Kol Atzlamim. He's the Rabbi Yisi that's brought up by the Zod of Gimel Beis, that he disagrees with Rabban over there, and he holds that it's efficient over there, just like Rabbi Yisi says that you could get rid of it in whatever which way that you want to. Also, if you're the Rabban, and hold that you get rid of whatever you want to, like by the chametz, you don't, doesn't have to be burnt. Or Inami, or another protest says, must need the hacha to shabak rabban the hasam. Our mishnah over could even be like rabban over there. The amrulay that they said to him, afi nasa zebul magal tzmachem. No, you can't just throw whoever you want to. It's going to become fertilizer and it's going to help growth. Rachmanam aliyid b'biyatzcha b'gaiman. The Torah says, no, you don't have any benefit at all from my desara. So therefore, they disagree and they say you can't just get rid of it. Says Tais, but Bahadashar Hach, but here that they permit over here to get rid of it, whatever which way, even by throwing it to the wind, not just by throwing it to the water. Because by Chametz says you shouldn't eat it. Therefore, the prohibition is only in the way of the normal way of having benefit. By throwing it to the wind and then it becomes fertilizer, that's not considered the normal way of benefit. That's why over here they say you're allowed to go out and get rid of it that way. But regarding idolatry, it doesn't say anything about eating. And therefore would be forbidden even not a normal way of benefiting. And therefore the same Rabban Lam Hikar hold over there that you can't just get rid of it by crushing it and throwing it into the wind. Shtinik says the master begins with the Gemara Chametz. The Lashanar is regarding Chametz that you were talking about regarding throwing it to other rivers. Tais explains why was it so obvious to the Gemara that the halach of getting rid of Chametz is even for other rivers, because the Gemara had Rabbah that was differentiated between Chametz, since you throw it in all types of rivers, so therefore, yeah, then you have to grind it up before you throw it into the river. Kind of idolatry, which is to the Yam HaMelech, oh, there you don't have to crush it. Tais says why? Because you don't find anywhere that when we teach the halach of getting rid of chametz that it should say specifically Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. So therefore, that's why we're presuming it's even other rivers. But regarding idolatry, we find as the Gemara brought previously, that the benefit has to go to the Dead Sea. Oh, they're talking about the Zara. Therefore, we could presume when we mentioned the halacha of Avodah Zara throwing it to the sea, have Yam HaMelech. And therefore, again, by idolatry, you don't have to crush it, but by chametz, since there's other rivers, you have to. But however, Mila Rabbah, however it says, Tais, according to Rabbah, Mayela Shchika B'Shan Naharis, definitely crushing it does help regarding other rivers, because the Gemara actually says later on that he holds it depends where. Kam Yam HaMelech, Kam B'Shan Naharis. When you're doing it to the Yam HaMelech, that's where you could do it without crushing it. When do we say that you require crushing it by other rivers, but of course it's going to help for other rivers to get rid of it. Not only Yam HaMelech, it's just that over there you would have to crush it. Ketanik says about to begin with the Gemara Ibchem Estaba. Actually, the opposite is more logical. Which Tesis actually clarifies Rav Yisa was disagreeing with Rav, saying what the Gemara was making sound like, that he says the exact opposite. That no, to the contrary. Chametz, that gets dissolved, that gets disgusted, you don't have to crumble it. But the Zorah, oh, you do. Really, it's not so appropriate, the terminology of, it's not so settling, the terminology of opposite. Because the Mashiach Ibch, what are you saying opposite? Kimin Shirabba Mashva Isam. Rabba actually equates Chametz with Avodah Zarah. And it was that both of them, you have to grind it up, that it doesn't come to people. It's not just by idolatry, which anyway is going to be lost because it's by the Yam HaMelech. But like we said, if it's the other rivers, he also agrees you have to crush it. Whereas Rav Yisrael is differentiating. He says Avodah Zarah, that doesn't crumble by itself, then you have to. Chametz which does, you don't have to. So it's not really ipcha, and therefore Tesis finds that wording a little bit difficult. Tinnis, next Tesis Master begins with the Gemara, but Dizar Dilema Misa, regarding an idol that doesn't dissolve, by Yishchika, then you have to go ahead and crush it. Tesis explains the opinion of Yosef regarding crushing it, regarding the Yam HaMelech and other rivers, and in general regarding what to do with Navi Dizar by getting rid of it, which Rav Yosef had said. An idol that doesn't crumble by itself, you have to crush it beforehand, before you throw it in to get rid of it. Says Taisis, L'chor Mashma, similarly it sounds like, Tel Rav Yosef, Boishchika, Felav Yam HaMelech. That this study requires crushing, it's even to the Dead Sea. Why? Because the Mestama might become a rabbi in Tzar Shchika. We can presume, as the Gemara makes it sound like, Rav Yosef was coming to disagree with Rabba, what he said, that you don't have to grind it, the Hainabi Yam HaMelech. That was in the Yam HaMelech, because in other rivers, as the Gemara itself says for Rabba, you do have to crush. And that comes from Rav Yosef, the Bayashchik, and that Rav Yosef is saying, even in the Yam HaMelech, that you have to crush the idol before you throw it in there with it. But moreover, if you're going to say the Rabbi is only cries to be crushed before you throw in the other rivers, and not by the Dead Sea, will they Rabbi Chametz? It's not disagreeing with Rabbi regarding that of an idol. That he's saying the same like him. He's only disagreeing regarding Chametz. The Rabbi says you have to crumble it, and Rabbi Yisrael says you don't have to. If that's the case, so my Kamatan, you can say the Rabbi Yisrael. Then what's the Gemara bringing away? But Bryce says like Rabbi Yisrael, which that's a Bryce regarding Rabbi Yisrael that you have to crush it. That's not Rabbi Yisrael. He doesn't hold any different than Rabbi. And why are we saying that, grinding the Abed Zara is difficult to Rabbi? You tell me that they don't disagree with Abed Zara at all. According to everyone, you have to crush it by other rivers and not by Yam HaMelech. So, well, if he's there, Rabbi Yisrael, Morava says, according to this, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Bishar Naharis, Loi Mahan Eshchik, it would sound like, that by other rivers, it's actually not even going to help to grind it. And why? Because for the fact that we require you to go ahead and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and you're saying that, even though you have to crush it, sounds like other rivers, crushing won't even help. And Taisus finds that difficult. Vain Nira. Says Taisus, it doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Harbiesi might see Rai Mibiazal Pneamayim. Rabiesi means proof that. And the sugya regarding Avodah Zarah, that you have to crush it, which Chacham disagree, and they hold Rambam to crush it. Rather, you just have to throw it to Yam HaMelech. His proof is from the pasuk, either this wording or it's from the Akas Eisai Tochin, V'goyim V'ashlech HaSafoy Al HaNachal, which, but one thing is that it talks about regarding crushing it and throwing it to the river. Mashadim Mahanish Chik Roshana, it sounds like that crushing does help by other rivers, and not specifically by the Yam HaMelech, because the stream that it was thrown in over there in that story is actually not by the eagle. It's actually not by the Yam HaMelech. But moreover, another proof that Taisus brings that Yam HaMelech actually, no, you don't have to crush it. Not like we said before, it's because of a kamakam demaski Yam HaMelech by Avodah Zarah b'shar duchtin. Every time when we say about throwing in the Avodah Zarah into the Yam HaMelech, lemaski shchika doesn't mention anything about crushing it. So obviously, to the contrary, by Yam HaMelech, everyone would agree that it's enough without crushing it. It's only by the other rivers that you have to crush it. So you have two proofs that the Yam HaMelech is better in getting rid of it, that you don't even need to crush it in contrast to the other rivers. We find many places that mention the Dead Sea, and even so, the other rivers, they do help, which would sound like, again, that the reason is because you could do it by crushing it. We find the Basif called Tzlam Tnan, in Avodah Zarah of Mem Tesman Beis, Mishnah teaches us regarding when there's a mixture of Avodah Zarah. Well, he says, so the benefit you have over the Zohar, you have to throw it to the Dead Sea. But meanwhile, the Megamon Gemara tells us, they chabiz by a barrel of a Zohar, which got mixed with other barrels, that shalkel dalat zuzi v'shadin alahara. You take 4 zuzi worth, which is that of a Zohar, and you throw it to the river. So you see that would sound like any type of a river. And v'chein b'nazah, so to the Megamon Nazah, daf chabdal manav, and me'ilon daf yodav manav. It's not, we learn the Mishnah, Gabi Mafresh Mois Lenazar Mase. Someone designates money for a Nazar and for his Kabbonis and the Mase, and he dies. So what do you do? You throw the benefit to the Yam HaMelech. I'm a Hektish by Yam HaMelech, so you see that the Hektish has similar halacha that you have to throw to the Dead Sea. Yet a Be'eruch and I'm reading Gabi Hektish. The Gemara Echon of the Chavtes Manav tells us regarding Hektish, Shakla Arbazu, Zibashad Ben Har. Take 4 zuz and throw it into the river. It doesn't say anything about specifically Yam HaMelech. So you see that the halacha is like by the Zara, that it will help by other rivers, and that's because, like we're saying, we're grinding. So Kachir rather says Taisa would seem the Gamla Rabbi Yisuf Labay Shchike El Bishan Oris Kamal Rabba. That according to Rabbi Yisuf, also doesn't need to be grinded only in other rivers, like the way Rabba says. And that you're right, by Yam HaMelech agrees that you don't have to grind it. Ella, just that the Rabbi is really the Matal Yam Stam the Beit Zara, Rabbi understands when it says to throw it into the sea in general, of Beit Zara, Haini Yam HaMelech, or Beit Shchik, it's referring to the Dead Sea, which is our grinding. Kediktana Reisha, Gabi Turis Lavana, Beturis Chama, Bekamar Duch, like it says, in the Reisha over there regarding the form of the moon and that of the sun, and in many places, the Yilach, Yam HaMelech, you throw it to the Dead Sea. So here also, when it's talking about Beit Zara, and the Rabbi that he says, throw it to the sea, it means the Yam HaMelech, and therefore there, in that context, you don't have to crush it. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael, Mukul B'Shanaris, but Rabbi Yisrael says, no, it's to my ear, other rivers, by the Shlika, and through grinding. They both agree to the same halacha. The question is, what is the context talking about? And the fact is, it doesn't say explicitly throw into the Dead Sea. And therefore, it says, like Rabbi Yisrael, Chometz B'Shanaris, and therefore, the only difference between is not about the Zara, it's only regarding Chometz, but other rivers that according to Rabbah, you have to grind it, according to Rabbi Yisrael, you don't have to grind it because it dissolves by itself. That's the Tzitzis Mitzrayim begin to say, L'Rabban Kor Rabban D'Les L'Rubba Avay D'Zar. Shaychik V'Zay L'Rach Korn Rabbanan. They disagreed with B'Yisir within Avay D'Zar. And they don't require by idolatry to grind it and to throw it to the wind. So Mayasum Avay D'Zar, what should a person do with an idol? Atul Kosho Yelich L'Yam HaMelech. They don't agree to other rivers. So what, you have to always go to the Dead Sea? Rabbanan Le Mahanim Shchik V'Shan Nosar. We said Rabbanan doesn't help to grind it by the other rivers. You can tell me Hasam, like the Mishnah teacher over there. Amalei said to Misham Raya. What do you mean? From there, it's a proof from this that Moshe Benu grinded the eagle and threw it on the surface of the water, that you see it helps to grind it and throw it to the water. Like Niskavim Moshe Elabit King to Saita. Moshe's intent was only to inspect the Jewish people like the laws of the Saita, of the suspected adulterous woman, which that's what these ashes were going to be in the water. And but not because you see anything that and meaning to say that all of it came into the water and it didn't disperse into the wind, and therefore there's no concern about fertilizing, and so why might you do this was in general to check the Mikla Saita, but in general it's not going to help to go ahead and spray it into the wind after you grind, because we have to be concerned with fertilization. It says Taisim and Itzak Lahai Taimah from the fact that Rabbanan needed to say this reasoning. Oh, that why did Moshe Rabbeinu do this to check Mike Saitis? And it didn't say, although it doesn't help to throw it to the wind, but it will help to grind and throw it to the other rivers. So the Machlad Lim Hanashik Mashan Har. So obviously, according to Rabbanan, doesn't help to grind and throw it to the other rivers. And the reason is, because the river itself takes it to the river banks, and it comes out that there's going to be benefit from that. So back to the question, according to Rabbanan, what are you going to do with avoid the Zara? Everyone has to go to the Yam HaMelech. That's what it says. There's so much you can say. The Rabbon, according to Rabbon, Mefar Bezer LeRuach. Yeah, you'll crush it. You'll throw it to the wind. B'Makom She'im Magal L'Smachem, in the place which doesn't grow anything. That's what the Gemara says over now by the Zara, that by the Nachal Kidron, which doesn't grow anything, that you would have to do according to the Rabbon, and they disagree with Rabbisi with the Mesetzel by the Zara.